I am from deoxyribonucleic acid. I am from chromosome meeting chromosome. I am from sperm meeting egg. I am from internal fertilization by sexual intercourse. I am from biology, chemistry, electricity, gravity, and orbit. What I am not is from wandering home from the market pubs of Stockport, hoping to glimpse into the windows of the houses that I pass when the dark shadows of the suburbs are complete and there are no lights on at that hour. I am not from the taste of flat bitter in takeaway 6-pint flasks at the parties we went to after nights in those pubs. I'm not from reading in primary school with the rain pouring outside and the old Scottish head teacher telling me that you don't frown with your mouth but with your forehead, or arriving back home when my dad was drinking all the time and noticing that there are hills on the horizon of Cheshire. The Pennine Way reaches around the county like it's a promise of something. I'm not from the school trip to Edale and the taste of Kendall mint cake, the taste of biscuits that my grandmother used to bake, or the shitness of Stockport County, but the magic of Edgeley Park on the occasional Friday night under floodlight. I am not from the feeling on the bus after my first day at secondary school, or the look in Pete Nuttall's eyes when he told me how dark and how horrible Christmas at his house was. I am not from the rancid smell of Auntie Christine's husband Derek and his cigars. I'm not from lying on the carpet watching television all day until we wore the carpet thin, sitting in the sunshine on the windowsill during summer holidays, watching the entirety of Grandstand every Saturday and doggedly trying to pretend an interest in horse racing just because the idea of turning the television off was unbearable. I'm not from the test card. I'm not from the Smiths album Hatful of Hollow. I'm not from the way my parents rowed in the living room on occasion and the nights when I would listen in the hope that I might hear them laughing, and I did hear them laughing. I did. I'm not from the story of Ian Moat's brother who threw himself over the bridge onto the motorway. I'm not from the realisation that Stockport Viaduct was the largest single brick structure in the world, or the later realisation that in fact this wasn't true. It was the 8th largest brick structure in Europe. I'm not from the deep smell of Claire Kenny's perfume as we sat on the radiator outside the school library and she told me she was in love with Chris Reeves. Or 30 years later, the way the sad eyes of Chris Reeves don't completely mask the irony that he saw the world with, despite all the medication. I'm not from Pete Nuttall working for years in the glass factory, or Ian Rudolph adopting children and never believing, even at 47, that he wasn't going to make it as a rock star because his band just wasn't good enough. I'm not from the knowledge that the girls with eyes of magic and Jesus and Mary Chain t-shirts were never going to talk to me. Or the first time I got home at midnight and puked in the toilet of our house and my dad got out of bed to ask me if I was all right. I'm not from pretending to be John Travolta's Danny out of Greece in the tennis club that my parents took us to when we were small children so that they had somewhere they could drink at with their friends, or the Christmas parties at the same tennis club and the discos they threw and the first time I danced with a girl. I was 11. It was to Lionel Richie's Hello, and I swear it was love, and I never saw her again. I'm not from Mr. Roberts' maths classes with his wry, ironic grin and latent heart attack, or Mr. Griffith's French classes and the way men in those days wore ties, or the eyes of the French student teacher and the memory of how she tried to kiss me once in Paris when she invited me to her home, and what if I'd known? I'm not from Alan Gowling, who went to our school and played for Stockport County and Bolton when they were shit, or from a teenage Wayne McGregor who was also there, or from Roisin Murphy before she moved to Sheffield, or the way we all lay incredulous on her floor, not believing that her parents got her own flat at 16. I'm not from the colour of the Merseyway Centre and the sense of violence there, and the urgent need to buy precisely the right type of trousers. I'm not from the way my mum cut my hair until I was about 12, or the way my gran breathed in her last days in Stepping Hill Hospital, or the greyness of my dad and the flour the nurses put in his lapel when I made it to his bedside 2 hours too late because of severe delays on the West Coast line. I'm not from the milestone showing precisely how far it was to London in the middle of Stockport Road, or from the fact that all my dad's male friends were dead before they were 65, and how they all smelt of cologne and smoke and drank for hours, listened to rock and roll records from the 50s and were outlived by their wives. I'm not from Duncan Fleming, whose dad killed himself when he was 14, but who could play boogie-woogie piano surprisingly well for a boy of his age. I'm not from the cheap blended whiskey or Barrett homes or Duncan's brother Kieran, who in adulthood was sentenced to 9 months in jail for the photographs he had on his computer. I'm not from their cat that looked like a monster. I'm not from the town centre statue of Richard Cobden, which if you look at it from the correct angle appears to show his cock hanging out. I'm not from watching Dallas and Dynasty. I am not from silk-cut cigarettes. I am not from finding porn mags on the path behind our school, or from Prize Day, or the Morecambe and Wise 1978 Christmas special, or the A-Team, or the early films of David Lynch on pirate VHS, or the bouncers at Monroe's, or brutal ex-cons peddling shit drugs and itching for a fight. I am not from a suburb of homophobia. I am not from an incremental hatred of chart music. I am not from the bus station. I am not from having insufficient funds in my account for that request. I am not from the Star Wars movies. I am not from the culture shock of New Order and The Fall. I am not from reading Samuel Beckett in sixth form. I am not from Pete Nuttall's mum being oddly kind and weirdly sexy. I am not from Pete Nuttall's dog, an adopted guard dog who leapt out from behind him when I first met him and bit me in the leg, or holidays in the south of France and driving all the way with my dad wearing aviators and polo shirts and chinos, and finding myself wanting now to dress like he did then, or from boxes of cheap wine, or smuggled imports of poutine out of Ireland, or from only ever on christenings and funerals and weddings, or exercise books, or tan lines, or the sex bits in James Herbert's novels, or Tony the Greek on Piccadilly Radio, or taking the 192 into Manchester to watch My Bloody Valentine, or the night my dad got bricked in the Crown Pub on Heaton Moor Road, or my sister and her strange sense of sadness, or the way my brother held the sleeves of his football shirt in the rain, the strange knowledge that my Auntie Christine had a baby and that my grandfather made her have it adopted, or the books my uncle gave me, or the albums my uncle gave me, or the films Pete Nuttall showed me, or my first ever guitar, or the Cheadle, the Norris, the Mersey, the Moor. I am not from the smell of Bunsen burners, or Uncle Dave and Auntie Anne and Uncle Art and Auntie Yvonne and Uncle Andrew and Auntie Kathy and all those brilliant fucking cousins, or Borg versus McEnroe, or nylon t-shirts with Marvel comic book heroes on the front, or the way Mum reacted when I told her how many A's I got at GCSE, or Wogan, or Monkey, or The Tube, or Film 84 with Barry Norman, or Early EastEnders, or Corrie, or Brookside, or The Night That Heather Left the Close. I am not from Ped and Fergie and Dean and Joey and Dell and Dom and Frosty and Dave and Sharon and Joanne and Roisin and Claire and Duncan and Mike and Mike and Pete Nuttall and Chris Reeves. I'm not, because if I was from those places, how could I ever have left?